Nitin Jain is the big man in Lasalgaon, a dusty town a day's drive from Mumbai that boasts it has Asia's biggest onion market. With a trim moustache and a smartphone stuck to his ear, he struts past 1,000-odd tractors and trucks laden with red onions. Farmers hurl armfuls at his feet to prove their quality. Asked why onion prices have risen so much, Mr. Jain laughs. He says that the price of India's favourite vegetable is a mystery that no calculation can explain. High food prices perturb some men and women even bigger than Mr. Jain. Raghuram Rajan, the boss of India's central bank, is grappling with high inflation caused in large part by food prices. Wholesale onion prices soared by 278% in the year to October, and the retail price of all vegetables shot up by 46%. The food supply chain is decades out of date and cannot keep up with booming demand. Only 2 to 3% of groceries are bought in formal stores, with most people reliant on local markets. Walmart, Carrefour and Tesco have been waiting for years to invest in India. They say they would revolutionise shopping. They would also modernise logistics chains, either by investing themselves or indirectly by stimulating food producers to spend on factories, warehouses and trucks, and establish direct contracts with farmers, eliminating layers of middlemen. On the ground, little has happened. Individual Indian states can opt out of the policy, which is unhelpful if you want to build a national supermarket chain. In October, Walmart terminated its joint venture with Bharti, an Indian group. Tesco has cut expatriate staff. The reaction from politicians has been indifference. We have liberalised to the extent that we can. People have to accept this and decide whether they want to invest, says Palaniappan Chidambaram, India's finance minister. Despite the apparently obvious benefits of supermarkets and the experience of most other countries, few Indians seem to want change.